Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 1277 Jefferson Davis Highway, Lucky Road Run Shop in Fredericksburg. We're in the Eagle Village Shopping Center, or the old Parkin' Shop, as you may know it as. Jeff and Desiree Van Horn are guests this week, the owners of Lucky Road. Jeff, Lucky Road, been here a couple years now.
It's almost 2 years now. We had our grand opening with the Chamber of Commerce and everything, and the mayor came down and helped us with the ribbon cutting, and that would have been July 15th of 2016.
Running, I know, is in your blood. I'll have you tell your stories, but I'll start with you, Jeff. Running and running stores.
Oh boy, that's a broad subject, isn't it? Gosh, I don't know. What do you want to know? You got a specific question?
How long have you been interested in running? When did it start for you?
Oh my gosh, I think when I was a kid and we had a dog named Patty that needed to be exercised, I used to run her around the neighborhood, and I felt that I was getting quite good at it, enjoying it really, and so was Patty, obviously, but friend of mine noticed that he'd see me running around the neighborhood and asked me if I'd come join him on the middle school cross country team, and that's where it all began.
Interesting. Desiree, what about with you?
So I didn't start running until I was in my late 30s, and it was basically a friend of mine was turning 50 and wanted someone to run a half marathon with her, and I was in pretty decent shape but not a runner, and decided, well, I can probably run 13.1 miles. So I ran a 5K here in Fredericksburg to test it out. Ran a 5K, then I ran a half marathon in 2010.
What a great story, because you give people hope, I think, that you can start at any time, that you can't say that I'm named the age and it's too late for me.
Correct. So I believe you can start whenever you want, and you can run for enjoyment, maybe not like for time or PRs, but just to be out there and to be accomplishing.
You also did that that challenge run in Central Park.
Well, my favorite race Jeff's talking about is Tribal Quest, which they put on. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Tribal Quest was kind of a turning point for me. The name of that race was Find Yourself. You go out in the woods, you do, it's like 5 miles, 20 obstacles. It was a great race. They did it for 4 years. Unfortunately, they're not doing it anymore. But the year that I did it alone, and everyone else was on a team, and I wasn't real happy that day. I kind of cried at the beginning, like, why do I not have a team? What am I doing here? And I just went out and I accomplished something that I had no idea I was capable of. It involved running, but also the challenges, which kind of my thing, and when I was done, I thought, wow, I did that by myself. I don't need anyone but me to do amazing things. And then I decided I would participate in that Tribal Quest challenge every year until they stopped doing it. So I did 4 years. Jeff did the last year with me.
How different was that compared to what you're used to, you know, more of the structured races?
Very. But, you know, I happen to enjoy mud, so that was at least, you know, one spectacular part of that event was I do like going on trail runs and splashing around in the mud and getting all dirty. So that I thought was kind of exciting. But having to jump obstacles and push and pull things and climb stuff, that was definitely out of my comfort zone.
But it shows that you can get exercise doing that. You can get exercise in the regular races. I guess your message is, find something.
Yeah, just do it. Really, if I can use that quote without being sued for copyright infringement. but no, just anything, just any kind of forward motion. Yeah. get out there and make it happen.
Now, Desiree, you're wearing a Richmond Roadrunners coach jacket.
No, not a coach.
You're not a coach. Because I was going to say, you started later, but you've really gotten into it.
Yes. Well, 2015 was my, what do you call that, pinnacle year. I did 17 organized running events, 6 half marathons. So since then, I've slowed down a bit. They gave me an honorary coach jacket.
It's a group that runs out of our Willow Lawn store in Richmond every Saturday morning throughout the winter months.
But I do kind of feel like a coach here at the store, because when people come in, you know, the number one thing that Jeff and I want everybody to feel like, that this is their running store, whether they're a competitive runner or someone like myself is just trying to stay in shape. But we want everybody to come in. So I love blending, helping people with finding the right shoe by encouraging. And that's really what coaches do. You know, they encourage you that you're going to accomplish this. And so we get to coach kind of every day,
The shoe fitting is just the beginning of it. It's just only part of it. Really what we're trying to accomplish here is to celebrate the human spirit. The individuals that come and seek our help or our advice in footwear are going to get a heck of a lot more than just a pair of running shoes. We want to be actively involved. We care. We want to be involved in their success story. And that's why we ask everybody, you know, that's visited with us, whether they buy anything from us or not is irrelevant. We want them to check back in. Let us know how things are going. What can we do to help you achieve a happy and healthy running routine?
How do you help a person pick the right shoe? Because boy, there are a lot of them and a lot of good ones.
Well, how much time you got?
I
could go on till your eyes glass over. But everybody's different, and what we know about anatomy and physiology and biomechanics is that everyone is different. Foot shapes are different. Ranges of motion are different. When people run, everybody's got a little bit of a different stride or how the foot and the lower limb work through their range of motion. And people respond to stimulus differently. And so, you know, it takes a fair amount of study in the areas of anatomy, physiology, and clinical gait analysis, and as well as injury rate or understanding of how injuries occur, the pathology behind that. And we sit down with our clients and do a little bit of an interview process. We want to understand what their goals are, what their objectives are with a running or walking routine. We want to understand if they've had any injury history we should know about or current things that might be troubling them right now. The measurement and observance of the structure of their feet, and then of course how their entire body works through its range of motion when they're active. Once we have that information, we're in a much better position to sit down with them and explain, this is what's going on with you, and this is why we feel these certain shoes may or may not be appropriate for you. And after that, we test things out, and their feedback helps us kind of zero in on what shoes are going to work the best.
And then I help them select the color.
Yeah, she's our fashion diva over here.
when they have a hard time, I'll tell them which one's cute.
Yeah.
You two work well together then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the things, Jeff, you do that's different from most is you have people try on shoes. You watch them run a little bit with the shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think any real good run specialty store is going to let you take the shoes out front. But we don't take things for granted. I mean, we don't just assume that because we think a shoe is going to work for that individual that we just let them go without watching them. It's very important that we observe how that person responds to the stimulus that comes from that shoe, how it affects the way they run. And only then, you know, we're then giving feedback to the client about what we just observed in it. They give us feedback about how they feel in it. It's got to be a cooperative effort to get it right.
And I think as you described all the things that you're looking at and getting into choosing a shoe should make a person feel comfortable that they're going to come in here and you're going to help them pick the right shoe and the right shoe that they're going to be able to have some success in.
I like to think of it more of as an educational thing. My job is not to tell people what to do. Far be it from me. I mean, there's more intelligent people that can help you with that. But my job really, I think, is just to educate our client. I think our running community, people within our running community, our potential clients, they're intelligent enough to figure out what's in their best interest. They just need the information to make that decision. So,
and I feel like where our expertise comes in then is guiding them in the right to the right category of shoe, and then also the fit. So one of the things I noticed after becoming involved is so many people don't wear their shoes properly fitted. So they're either too small or not wide enough. And that's where I like to say, mm-hmm. we will help make sure the shoe fits you properly. The comfort is subjective to the wearer. You know, the perception of comfort, each person feels things differently. So a shoe that might be comfortable to me might not be comfortable to my sister, you know. But we're there to make sure that the shoe fits appropriately and use our expertise to make sure you leave with the right shoe.
And to support that, the level of education that comes with it, it's not enough for us to just say, hey, try this on, I think it's going to work for you. We explain to the client why this shoe is appropriate. We explain to them if it's not fitting correctly and what we need to do to adjust it or try something different, and what a properly fitted shoe should look like, and how it should feel. We want our clients to feel confident that they're making the accurate choice.
We are at 1277 Jefferson Davis Highway, Lucky Road Run Shop. It's in Eagle Village. Jeff and Desiree Van Horn with us on the podcast this week. Boy, around here, a person, Jeff, has no excuses for not getting into. There are so many, whether it's the Fredericksburg Area Running Club or just various, all kinds of opportunities for exercise and to get out, especially this time of year.
Oh my gosh, yes. There's so many places to anybody can go run. But yeah, right off the bat, the organized groups in our area, you got the Fredericksburg Area Running Club, you've got the Team Red, White, and Blue, Ainsley's Angels, Moms Run This Town. Am I missing anybody? I mean, there's a lot of organized groups that you meet up with just to get going. You know, the local YMCA, I think, has running events going on. Mm-hmm. Race Timing Unlimited with Vic Culp is all constantly putting on events. Bishop, I think, there's a group called Bishop Events. They're constantly putting on road races. Yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff going on.
Talk about the name Lucky Road. How did you come up with that?
Well, if you don't mind me talking about my former store a little bit, I know when I decided that I wanted to get in the run specialty industry, and I opened the very first store here in Fredericksburg called Virginia Runner back in 1999. And the reason that I chose that name was that I wanted people to know, number one, we were a running store, so I used the word runner. But number two, I was thinking about, you know, professional sports teams and how they create territory by, you know, calling themselves like California Angels or New York Yankees or Boston Red Sox. Okay, it demonstrates that we're from this area, and that actually worked really well for a while. But what we found out years after the fact, and we were getting feedback from not just our clients but also the medical professionals that were recommending that their patients come see us. Was that a lot of people were very intimidated by the word running or runner in the name of a store. They felt that it was just for people that were serious about the activity. And that's not what we were about at all. We were about helping anybody that needed comfortable shoes. So when I had the opportunity to start over, I wanted to come up with a name that had a very happy but inviting connotation. And as I'm just kicking words around, doing wordplay in my brain one day, happy-go-lucky entered my mind, and then I thought, lucky, that's a fun word, let's see what we can do with that. And you know, lucky road kind of came up, and I liked it because it plays on my family's Irish heritage. My mom's side of the family, they all immigrated here from Ireland, and it was just fun. And I think it allows us to do some things that just, again, create a very happy and warm and friendly environment for people. They're not intimidated by the name. They actually think it's kind of fun to come and spend the day with us.
Glad I asked. I did not know that was the story behind it.
Oh, trust me, I got lots of stories.
When you talk about what goes into, you know, helping people choose a shoe, or you know, when they come in here, I would guess that the people that you have working for you go through quite an education.
Well, we do our best, and it's a constant learning curve for us. Even with me having a degree in sports medicine and a basic foundation in the areas of anatomy, physiology, and all of that, There's still things that we need to be brushing up on. You know, every now and then I'll crack the books again, or I'm constantly looking, scouring the internet for recent case studies on the subject. But yeah, whenever there's opportunity, we sit down with our associates, and we spend some time just going over the musculoskeletal system, how the neuromuscular system responds to stimulus, cause and effect or pathology behind certain injuries, how shoe technology can affect normal and abnormal gait. So yeah, I like to think our staff is the best at what we do, and I think a lot of reason that we're the best at what we do is because we pretty much are the only ones that do what we do. But it doesn't mean we can't improve. We're always looking for ways to get better.
And a lot of, I think most of your staff are runners and experienced runners.
Mm-hmm. And that certainly gives insight into what the emotional side of running can be, because, you know, runners, we've got a little certain camaraderie with each other because we understand what each other's going through. But so many people have so many different reasons of why they want to be a runner or take up a running or walking routine. Some people are, you know, they're trying to win the race. Some people just want to lose weight. Some people, you got to a point in their life where, you know, the cardiologist said you need to start moving, you know, or else. Some people just, they need a comfortable pair of shoes for work. We see a lot of nurses, physical therapists, you know, cashiers at the local grocery store that just need comfortable shoes for work. It's not just runners.
Educating about what products are available that can make running more enjoyable. So whether it be a good sports bra, whether it be that handheld water bottle, or maybe you wear one around your waist. Everybody, again, has different preferences. But what our job and what our staff's job is to expose them to all the tools that are here to help you be able to be successful at your goals. And so we do that by making sure that we engage in that conversation, get to know what that person's needs are. Like Jeff said, that interview process we go through kind of helps us identify where they are. And maybe they don't even know anything about nutrition. So maybe we start to introduce them to the idea, or carrying water, or how important that can, how that can change their run. So we try to just introduce them to the ideas of all the different things that can benefit them.
We're not hard sell. We want people, I believe in freedom of choice. I mean, we can educate our client on what's available to them and allow them to decide if it makes sense to them. I don't want anybody leaving here and getting home and feeling like they got talked into something they really didn't want.
Or need, yeah.
Or need, yeah. But full disclosure, I just want to straight up, I am no longer doing the apparel buying for our store. I used to, for anybody that ever shopped with us and wasn't really thrilled with the color choices and the styles that I used to pick out, I have handed over, reluctantly, the apparel buying responsibilities to Desiree.
Yes.
And I have to say, it was a very intelligent decision on my part to let her do that, because now the apparel is awesome. We're getting all kinds of great compliments.
But so I need the guys to support me, because Jeff says guys don't want colors, they just want black shorts.
That is not what I said.
That's what he said.
That is not what I said.
And I have now ordered in all different kinds of colors of running shorts. But if they don't sell, he won't let me order apparel next year.
That's not true.
Come buy my shorts.
Things that we find out. This has been very enlightening. Boy, the choices and the technology over the years, Jeff. I mean, you more than any have seen, I guess, a lot of changes.
Well, if we're going to talk about engineering in footwear, yeah, we have. Because I've been a runner long enough to remember what it was like to have. You know, cotton was the only thing you could run in. Cotton shirts, cotton socks, cotton shorts with that sewn in liner that you know, and talk about chafing. Oh my God. But nowadays, the technological fabrics that are being used that help wick moisture, maintain and regulate body temperature in the warmer, cooler months, just socks alone can really enhance the fit of a shoe or the comfort of the activity. But we get into to shoe design, and I'm constantly having conversations with people about how things have changed. And you know, shoes back in the 70s and 80s that were using a very porous compound known as sheet EVA, and how it evolved into compression molded or injection molded EVA, or how you know, polyurethane was used at one time, and now it's morphed into some companies are using microwaved thermoplastic pellets to create the midsole composition of a shoe. And yeah, but you know, and even now we're starting to see a newer application of polyurethane again, which I absolutely am thrilled with, because I always liked it. But you know, there was certain drawbacks to using polyurethane, and it went away for a while, and now we're starting to see manufacturers use it in a much better way. So yeah, it's exciting stuff to see how things have evolved and the new technology and you know, take the time to figure out what is and isn't working right. Yeah, absolutely, we have a blast with this.
Desiree, so what colors should I be looking at? What are the in colors right now?
It changes. It's very trendy, and I have to listen to the customers a lot, so I'm not always right, but. Usually what I'll tell Jeff is just let me at least pick for the girls. And we had a little joke, one shoe he wasn't going to bring in a color.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
First day it's in the store. He's in one store, I'm in another store. He sends me a picture text.
No, you sent me a picture.
No, the lady that you sold the Meraki to was a white
Oh, you
want
to go that story?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the Nimbus from 2 years
that's
ago.
That's another story. But like you said, well, he has lots of stories.
No, that's
but
a good story because I was right.
Yeah. This one... He had to send me a picture of a lady. She had two choices of color, the one he wanted and the one I said, you need to get that one too. And she picked the one I suggested.
Well,
and we've
that's
sold
true.
Out of it.
It's true. We sold out of it. But no, my favorite story on shoes was the Asics Nimbus from a couple years ago had kind of a comic book theme to it in its color scheme. I thought it was an awesome looking shoe.
I thought it was
and
ugly.
So we futured it out. And so she was working one store, I was working the other one day, and I get a text picture from her opening up this box of shoes, and she says,
please
tell me you did not order this god awful looking shoe. So I was like, very proudly said, yes I did, and I took her photograph, I posted it on our Facebook page, it went viral, and we were sold out in less than a week.
Okay, that's a true story.
Yeah.
It was an ugly shoe.
So I'm not
sorry for all of you that have it.
Well, we are out of time, but we need to do this again. This has been fascinating to know all the just kind of get some of the ins and outs and to talk about. And you know, you mentioned what before we go though, Jeff. You know, when you talked about it, it's not just runners, because I know people have come in here who have foot problems and need a certain kind of shoe and have been helped greatly by a Lucky Road.
Well, having the background in sports medicine, like I said, I've got formal education in the subject matter of sports medicine, which gives me a very good understanding of foot and lower limb issues that people may be dealing with, and the thing about running and walking injuries, the majority of them are simple overuse issues, and you know, sometimes people are a little intimidated. They don't necessarily want to, they're not sure if they need to go see a doctor, but you know, they could always come in and see us. If it's above my level of education, we can explain to them what physician or medical practitioner that would best serve their needs. But in many cases, you know, people are just experiencing a very common running or walking issue, and it's in a very simple overuse. And we can identify the source of that problem. We can educate them on how to take care of it.
What's the best website? Or you had a website to get information?
We have a website. It's luckyroadrunshop.com. We seem to get a lot more response from our Lucky Road Facebook pages. Social media has really changed since I started in this industry 20 plus years ago.
All business this week at 1277 Jefferson Davis Highway, Lucky Road Run Shop. We are in Eagle Village, or you may know it as Parkin' Shop. Jeff and Desiree Van Horn, a lot of good stuff here. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking.
Thank you. Awesome. We had fun.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.